Chapter 7, Believe in What You Sell. I don't care what kind of business you run or what service you provide. If you don't know how to market or sell your product or service, you are more than likely not going to have a business that will last very long. Unless you're prepared to live off the dregs of the industry to survive, that is. There is no doubt that what makes a business successful is not what it sells. It's the ability of the business owner to market that business effectively. The owner's marketing ability is why some businesses struggle forever whilst few make millions and thrive. Marketing and selling are the two key parts of your business, which is why an entrepreneur who focuses on these two areas can easily move into any industry and become successful. Most people who want to pursue a career in sales will ask this question: where can I make the most money? If any future salesperson asks me this question, I tell them to forget about selling because they will never make it. If they ask why, I explain. 60% of selling is enthusiasm, 40% is the product. You can't be enthusiastic about something you don't believe in, so you have to believe in what you sell. When you believe in something, you can sell it. When you're selling something just for the money, unless you're a great liar, you simply can't sell it. Sales is the hardest job in the world if you don't believe in what you're selling, but it's the easiest job in the world when you believe in your product. Look at what you're selling and ask yourself: what's good about it? What's great about it? What makes it better than anything else on the market? Why would someone using the competition want to move to this? Would you sell one to your mother if she needed it? If you don't like the answers to any of these questions, you should start selling something else because you're going down a slippery road of poverty and disappointment. Sell something you believe in or stop selling altogether, because selling shit will only come round to bite you in the end. We can simplify this even further. Ask yourself just one question about what you're selling. If I sell this to someone, will that person be better off when the transaction is complete? If the answer to this is no, then you're selling crap and should find something else to sell in your career as an entrepreneur. If you could go back 10 years and sell people Bitcoin, would you keep pushing and pushing and pushing them until they bought? Of course you would. Why? Because you believe in that product and you know it will make them rich. If you don't believe in what you're selling as much as you would selling Bitcoin 10 years ago, don't sell it. Selling a product you don't believe in is going to ruin your life. If you spend all day selling something you don't believe in, you have to be untrue and lie, all day, every day. This will eventually beat you down, crush your morale, and make a bad person out of you, so don't do it. I think selling is very simple at its core. Every product or service is designed to fulfill a need or want of a customer. Poor salespeople will sell the product. You should be selling the result. Remember this: customers make their decision on an emotional level, then justify it logically later. If you're selling them something that leaves them in a better position after the transaction, you will always have happy customers and you won't be a cunt. Okay, back to the problem. Products and services inherently solve problems. For example, a toy solves a child's need or want to play. The problem is that they can't play without what you have. A potty solves the need or want to sit comfortably when relieving yourself. The problem is you can't go comfortably without one. Decking furniture solves the need or want to have your decking look nice. The problem it solves is that you can't sit comfortably in the sun without it. We should target the problems the products or services solve for the potential customer when we are trying to sell. This is so the prospect can see their life without the product or service and then imagine how amazing their lives will be with it. Because of this, I like to point out a world without the product or service before I show them a world where they have it. The world where they have it is always much better. PAS is an excellent and very simple structure to use when trying to get this across to a customer. PAS stands for Problem, Agitate, Solution. When selling anything, it's great to first point out the problem the potential customer has in their life and let them know you understand their pain. Next, you want to agitate the problem so they feel bad about it. Then agitate the problem even further so they can feel it hurting. Then, introduce the solution to their problem. Finally, finish with a world where they have the solution, your product or service, and share how amazing that world will now be. PAS is very simple yet very powerful when selling anything. Let me give you an example. I'm a trampoline salesman selling 6, 10, and 12-foot trampolines, door to door. I target children's health and try to choose houses where the neighbors have trampolines in their yards. Let's say I knock on a house with a trampoline 2 doors down from them. I use my foot in the door technique to get invited in for a chat. I then build rapport with the customer by taking in my surroundings and making connections that will show the customer we have something in common. When building rapport, you should try to be honest and build genuine connections. This could be anything from kids to pets to a surfboard standing in the corner or an expensive mountain bike propped up in the kitchen. Rapport is essential to establish before we move into sales mode. Next, I might ask, do you often hear the children playing on the trampoline a few doors down? Yes. Does the noise drive you insane? Not really. I would imagine it drives little. Sorry, what's your son's name?
Tommy.
I would imagine it drives little Tommy insane. I can picture him now sitting in the back garden, bored, listening to the Jones kids down the street having so much fun on their trampoline.
Have you ever considered getting him one?
No, not really.
Does Tommy spend a lot of time on his computer?
Yes.
Do you know?
Child obesity, diabetes, or some other terrible stats make them feel bad. In the UK, more children are now overweight and unhealthy than ever before. It's killing children and causes cancer at an astounding rate. Did you know trampolining is a very healthy exercise that's also fun, meaning your child is getting fit and having fun simultaneously? Can you imagine him jumping above the fence line happily waving to the neighbors?
Yes.
Do you think he would appreciate a trampoline?
Yes.
Do you think a little more exercise would be good for Tommy?
Yes.
Well, I have a great deal on the 12-foot today, and it's only 10% more expensive than the 6-foot and double the size. You would hardly notice it in your huge garden, and it will help keep Tommy off that computer and get him active. Your neighbor has the 10-foot, so little Tommy will feel great about the surprise when he gets home from school today with the best trampoline on the street. I can imagine his little head popping over the fence, laughing and smiling.
Can you picture it?
Yes.
Should we do the deal and make Tommy the happiest child in the world?
Oh, go on then. You might feel I just badgered that customer into a sale. I didn't. I used positives she likely wasn't already considering to help her make a better decision for her child.
Did she need a trampoline?
Damn right she did. Little fat Tommy needs exercise. When Tommy gets home from school and plays happily in the garden, do you think she will regret the sale?
No way.
She will be over the moon that she bought the trampoline. What was the problem she had?
It was her fat kid.
It was the neighbor's kids who had what Tommy didn't have.
It was Tommy being sad.
I didn't try to sell her the trampoline. I didn't even talk about the trampoline. Instead, I sold her on her child's longing for a trampoline, I sold her on her child's future bad health, I sold her on a way to get her child exercising and making it fun. The trampoline was the solution to the problem. Whether it was a good or a bad trampoline didn't factor into the equation. Let's look at the key points of the sale. Problem: fat kid, computer kid, unhealthy kid, sad kid. Agitate: imagine kid sad, imagine kid unhealthy, consider obesity, diabetes, and cancer. Solution: kid happy, kid healthy. When she considers her purchase later, she will feel like she is in a better position than prior to the purchase, so when she justifies it logically, she will be glad she made the purchase.
Selling is not about pushing something onto someone that they don't need.
Selling is providing something to a customer that will improve their life.
Selling is about showing customers how their lives will improve after the purchase.
The customer never considered her child's health or her child's disappointment every time the Jones kids down the street were out on their trampoline, but once she got Tommy a trampoline, I bet she was glad you pointed those things out to her. We don't need to sell our products to customers. We need to show them the problem they already have and then show them what life will be like when they have the solution.
If you believe in what you're selling, this is easy.
Find the problem, make them aware of the problem, make the problem hurt, solve the problem, and show them a better future.
Then allow them to decide. When you believe in your product, you're not selling at all. You're improving your customer's life.
Now let's go back to the Bitcoin example from earlier. You're sitting in an office and you have a file in front of you filled with customers who have over £100,000 in their bank accounts, just sitting there doing nothing. They could just keep it and feel safe and secure in their future. But you know Bitcoin is going to explode in the next 10 plus years. How many times would you chase them? I'm guessing a lot. How many times would you diary them in and call them over and over again? I'm guessing until they eventually broke and bought Bitcoin. How certain would you be that they must, they have to, they are stupid if they don't invest as much money as possible into Bitcoin? You're 100% certain. Would you get to the point of almost begging them to invest in Bitcoin? Of course you would. In fact, all of the above, because you wouldn't just be selling them Bitcoin. You would be doing them a huge favor and improving their life and future. You would be doing them a tremendous disservice by not beating them into investing in Bitcoin. If you only sell things that will improve your customers' lives and make their future better than their past, you won't be a cunt. Instead, you will be a hero, and you can be proud of yourself. Selling isn't about what you sell. It's understanding your prospects' problems and then providing a solution that is worth paying for. If you believe in what it is you sell, you will be successful as a salesperson and your entrepreneurial journey will be much easier because you are not really selling, you're solving problems for your prospects.